holds its breath, waiting to be rescued. And I think the job we have at this point of the year is to have our feet in two quite different places. One of our feet is in a stable, a basement, some kind of animal holding stall 2,000 years ago. But it's not in our gift to just leave our whole selves there. The other foot needs to be firmly in the end of 2016 and the dawn of 2017. I wonder if we can get the two places to begin to speak to each other. What are they saying each other to each other tonight? I don't know what 2016 has meant to you, but we're going to watch something now that might jog a few memories of what it's meant to us as a planet, as a community, and perhaps as individuals. Thanks, Jeff.
Alberta has declared a provincial state of emergency.
At least 30 dead and hundreds injured in two attacks.
Almost a whiteout condition out there.
How do you deal with a trauma of this magnitude?
Premier League champions 2016.
He's now the world number one.
And it is gold for Simmons.
The British people have voted to leave the European Union.
About not letting our companies.
Donald Trump has won the state of Florida, one of his must-win states.
China and the US have both ratified the climate change agreement.
I thank you all for this amazing award tonight.
The Juno spacecraft is now in orbit around Jupiter.
We search to make sense of events.
UN says an aid convoy has been bombed.
At sunset, Syria declared the ceasefire over.
We search longing for an answer that brings hope, that brings peace. But what we find, is it what we really need?
I wonder if your lasting hope in 2017 is in Gareth Southgate, or perhaps in Sam Allardyce, even more topically. I don't know about you, but it seems to me that the world continues to search somewhat desperately for hope. Yes, on Google, but perhaps in 2016 in some unexpected ways and places. Some have put their hope in a changed relationship between the UK and the European Union. Perhaps some hope for a return to the good old days when life was simpler and safer. Across the pond, men and women put their hope in a property tycoon. Many still search for hope today in places where hope cannot really be found. And some have lost hope altogether. And as we see the continued pictures coming out of Syria and surrounding areas, and they're not by any means the only ones, it's not difficult to see why. I wonder on this perhaps most significant of nights, I wonder what you are hoping for. I wonder where you are searching for answers. Is it Google? Gareth Southgate, or somewhere else. Going to our other foot for the moment, 2,000 years ago, the world was searching for hope. They may not have been using Google to find what they wanted, but the search was still on. They were searching for hope in the face of oppression, of darkness, of despair. God apparently had been silent for centuries. Powerful and brutal regimes seemed to be holding all the cards, and a few political heavyweights seemed to be making life appallingly difficult for anyone who disagreed with them. It's astonishing, isn't it, how familiar those circumstances seem to our world situation today. But John had found a new hope, a lasting hope, a hope like any other hope. And he wanted anyone and everyone to know about it. Remember that beautiful prologue that Imogen's just read? It's most likely John writing, John the beloved disciple, John the fisherman, the ordinary bloke, a grandfather perhaps in his very old age. He wanted to put something into words of the hope he had found 50 or 60 years previously as he travelled around Galilee and Jerusalem with an enigmatic figure who would change history. You can almost hear it oozing through his writing. We've seen it. We saw it. We saw his glory. He's desperate for others to know. But unlike the writers of the other three Gospels, he doesn't go into the fine detail of this arrival of hope. He doesn't talk about mangers and shepherds. Rather, he writes, or perhaps more likely borrows, a stunning hymn, perhaps a poem it was, to describe hope in cosmic terms. What is it about this new hope that he wants to get across to the next generation of people and generations after that who may also have lost hope? John's message rings with hope. Despite the fallenness and the darkness of humanity, God has empowered men and women, you and me, to become his children. This is hope, that despite the darkness, one light shined, and that light worked to illuminate others. Despite the darkness, the glory of God has radiated around the world, displaying the grace and the truth of the Father, John says. These 14 verses from John's Gospel are not about a message that offers hope. They are about the message that offers the only hope. They're not about an idea. They're about a person. The Word made flesh tells us that God is intent on communicating with us not about mere concepts and abstract ideas. He is intent on telling us about himself. The Word made flesh tells us that the message, Jesus, is accessible, not hidden away from mystics and scholars, but lived in the world and was touched and heard by many. The Word made flesh tells us that the man Jesus was no mere mortal by itself. He wasn't just an inspired carpenter or the model human being. Jesus was God himself, taking on the clothing of humanity, embracing it fully and eternally, walking in it, speaking through it, delivering the reality of God to the world in a manner never done before. John tells us that something definitive happened in time, something objective and absolute. A marker was placed in human history. The game changed eternally. Hope came and lived at close quarters with his people. When God took this initiative, when the Christmas story began as it did with a child in a manger, new possibilities were born. Divine power was released into a broken world, into broken lives, so that new hope is eternally possible. Where will you search for hope in 2017? The truth is that we don't need to strive for hope. We don't need to struggle. We don't need to spend a lifetime searching. The phenomenal, brilliant, history-transforming truth is that hope came to search for you. Hope in the shape of a tiny baby. Hope of a child that grew up to be a savior. Hope came searching for each one of us. And we simply have to allow ourselves to be rescued, to believe, to receive the light that has shone in the darkness. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in Jesus tonight and always. Will you allow hope to come and search for you? And as John the Baptist was described as a witness to the light, will you join in the search and rescue mission in 2017 to go out and search for others who may have lost hope? May you know so very much, so very deeply, that Jesus coming as a child, as a baby, in such lowly circumstances, means life-changing, eternal hope for each one of us. Amen.